Experience, knowledgeable, and reliability. Words that describe the ag director for CAF Media. She has 26 years of ag broadcast experience, is a past president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and is the queen of ag broadcasting in the High Plains of the Rocky Mountain region. Here she is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this agricultural news update. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media. This report is brought to you by Freedom Ag. Life doesn't stop when the going gets tough, and neither should your coverage. Call Freedom Ag at 719-688-9300 for all your crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto insurance needs. Freedom Ag, where they're committed to cultivating coverage you can count on. Monsanto, now part of Bayer Crop Science, has petitioned the International Trade Commission to impose steep anti-dumping duties on Chinese glyphosate, alleging the product is being sold below fair market value. The company is seeking duties ranging from 68.9% to 446.47%. Bayer Monsanto is the only U.S. glyphosate manufacturer producing about 60% of domestic supply. Glyphosate generated $2.4 billion in revenue for Bayer in 2024. Farm groups sharply criticized the petition, noting glyphosate is one of the most widely used herbicides in row crop production. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer said years of grower support for glyphosate and EPA science were apparently quickly forgotten. Monsanto says the action is needed to counter predatory trade practices and keep U.S. production viable. House Agriculture Committee Chair G.T. Thompson is working on a bill to help solve the problem when it comes to shortages of agricultural labor. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act will address the top issue he hears about from his farmer constituents.
Everywhere I travel in this country, I hear farmers talk about, I can't find enough people to help me. And that is a problem. It's the biggest limiting factor that we have in American agriculture. I didn't choose to quit milking cows because I love dairy, but I had to make the choice to quit because I could not find dependable labor that would show up every day to help me get it done.
A key element of the new legislation is increasing access to a year-round workforce.
The H-2A program that currently exists is a seasonal guest worker program. In certain parts of this country, it doesn't make any difference what you're doing. The work's there every day, whether it's harvesting a crop or pruning and preparing them for the next crop. So the biggest issue is having year-round workers.
AFBF President Zippy Duvall. There are some concerns over post-4th of July beef demand, and there's a lack of packer buying going on right now. Beef packers are reportedly losing around $300 a head. And China has announced plans to further reduce the nation's swine herd. They are hoping to return profitability to the industry there. Several provinces in China have announced their own hog capacity limits will be placed. Some of these are lower than the government's production controls. This has caused hog values to spike in China, with some markets seeing some limit gains. And the National Association of Wheat Growers is welcoming the news that President Donald Trump has signed an executive order temporarily suspending duties on phosphate fertilizer imports from Morocco. President Jamie Crest says it's welcome relief for American wheat farmers. New York has become the first state in the nation to launch a financial assistance program specifically designed to help farmers offset losses tied to trade tariffs. Eligible producers can receive grants ranging from $1,000 to as much as $25,000. The program is available to qualifying dairy, livestock, specialty crop, and aquaculture operations. State officials say higher costs for imported feed, grain, and other inputs have increased financial pressure on farms affected by tariff policies. I'm Lori Boyer, Farm Radio 1010 KSIR. Mexico's month-long closure to U.S. pork offal after a pseudo-rabies detection in Iowa has cost exporters about $7 million per week, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Some shipments have resumed, but restrictions on product from Iowa and Texas remain, and new source verification rules are complicating exports from other states. USMEF says the limited supply is frustrating U.S. exporters as well as Mexican retailers, restaurants, and consumers who rely on U.S. pork offal. USMEF trade manager Rigoberto Trevino.
Most of the times when you talk about barriered meats, the answer is going to be always tacos. So carnitas are very important in Mexico. For example, pork snout, pork ear, pork stomach, etc.
Trevino points out that the cost for some offal products has doubled.
They are very frustrated. not only the Mexican customers, also the American exporters, because they want to get the product into Mexico, and the prices are getting really high. And for example, just giving an example, pork uterus, the domestic supply is not enough in Mexico, so they have to import product from the U.S. They cannot import product from the U.S. right now, so the prices can be double for these kind of cuts.
The USMEF's Rigoberto Trevino. According to the Voice of the Farmer 2026 survey, 51% of participants said they do not receive fair prices for their produce, while 45% reported lower year-on-year net income. The survey included over 10,000 respondents in 158 counties between November of 2025 and March of 2026. This report has been brought to you by Freedom Ag. At Freedom Ag, they're more than just insurance. They're your neighbors in the field and on the road. Call 719-688-9300 for crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto for protection that grows with you. Freedom Ag, cultivating coverage you can count on. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media.
That's Lori Boyer right here on CAF Media. Heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Ag News with Lori Boyer.